السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهل المفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this esteemed beautiful morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti sahab, just a point of query. What is the best thing that you have for Sehri? For our listeners, inshallah, they're very interested to know what you had for Sehri this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Muta, Junaid Khan and our brother Zakaria نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Ramadan, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we still focus on chapter 2 and verse number 187. To our beloved Ma Salim Kareem, we will answer your question in today's lesson, inshallah. In yesterday's lesson, we did that the nights a person can fulfill the conjugal relationship with their spouses. And remember that husband, wife are one another. They are the garments of one another. They are the clothing of one another. Hence, they should be enhancing one another, covering up for one another, but not doing haram. And those things that are unlawful, obviously, that will remain unlawful. Now, to understand today's lesson, we must remember that our Islam, our Sharia, our divine code is based on wahi, on revelation. And remember that sometime with the revelation, it brought about a revolution. And in that revolution, there was an evolutionary process. So what do we mean by that? This is a perfect example. Initially, it was like this. This was initially. Now they would be fasting till sunset. After sunset, they would break their fast. And thereafter, they were eating, drinking, and so forth. If they wanted, they could fulfill the conjugal relationship. But once they slept, so thereafter, they slept 9 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock, so finish. Now no more eating, no more drinking, nothing. And if anybody ate or drank, so he would be sinful. This was the initial law. And remember, in Islam, we have a principle called of nasakh, of abrogation. But it is not like that of the politicians or governments that are based on jahalat and ignorance. Today, the speed limit is 130. Then they said, no, too many accidents. Then they brought it to 120. Then they brought it to 110. And then 100, for example. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the law of cancellation, abrogation, is based on wisdom. Like how a doctor many a time will give you an increase in the dosage or a decrease in the dosage. It's not based on ignorance, it is based on his experience. And that also the doctor can make a mistake. But Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. So this is what used to happen. Alim Allah. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, his knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Alim Allahu annakum kuntum takhtanuna anfusakum. That some of you were disloyal to yourselves. So you slept 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So in the early part of the morning, maybe that you woke up and then you had sexual relationship, intercourse and conjugal relationship with your wife, with your husband. So this was the khiyanat you were making. This was the disloyalty. But nobody would come to know besides Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah states, Alim Allah, Allah knows everything. But Allah loves you the best. You are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. You belong to that ummah, the ummah of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you are the best of best after the prophets and messengers. You are sahaba, the companions of the master radiallahu anhum. Fataba alaykum. So yes, you committed a sin, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgave you. Nay, not only forgave you, wa'afa ankum, Almighty Allah expunged it from your book of deeds. He erased it from your book of deeds. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Did you say, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O Sa'im, O fasting person, did you say now, read with me, and daily you must read it, daytime, nighttime, and suhoor time, sehri time especially, read with me and repeat after me. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. Fi rahmatik, O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta wa haliya, whilst you alone, you exclusively, wa anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter 7, Surah Araf, and verse number 151. What a powerful, potent dua, and such a dua we every person, male, female, adult, and child should know it by heart. So Almighty Allah says, okay, now we bring about the evolutionary process, we're giving you the law now, and this is the law till the day of justice. Whole night you can be busy. So now we take our times here in Gauteng time, right? I'm just giving you, you know, approximate times. So now 6:30, we broke our fast last night, yesterday evening, and now it will continue till 4:50, 4:52, like that. So you must remember now that whole period you can eat, you can drink, you can fulfill the conjugal relationship. Fala'an, hence now. Bashiruhunna, you go to your wives, you let the skin touch with one another, you fulfill the conjugal relationship, let there be some body heat. It's not necessary that every night you have to fulfill the conjugal relationship. Oh husband, go and embrace your wife, go and kiss your wife, but that is night time. No gymnastics and all that while fasting, and don't go give a neck or a peck on the neck and so forth. Remember, it's weekend now, and you start getting horny, then a lot of other things can happen. So night time begins, sehri time ends, finished then. So bashiruhunna, you go and fulfill the conjugal relationship. But don't be like the animal, just hit and run. وَبَتَغُوْمَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, and seek that what Almighty Allah has ordained and prescribed for you. When a husband and wife come together, they are intimate, the greater purpose should be, chapter 37, verse 100, after Surah Yasin, Surah Safat, and that is so that the dua supplication of Prophet Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, chapter 37, verse 100, رَبِّ Habli min as-salihin, O my beloved Allah, grant me pious children, pious offspring. So that is what the Muslim will ask. And one translation, pious children. Second translation, normal children. Now, how much, what must you do at night? Wakulu, washrabu, eat and drink. So, Maw Salim Kareem, you ask me, man, I'm a simple person, simple Simon. So, I just bring my breakfast earlier. So, what is my breakfast? I have oats, and I have, you must remember, one slice of the toast bread, and I have one egg, and I have tea, and I have khajur, and dates. Finished, that's all. So, remember that. Sometimes my wife makes roti for me. So, like this morning, when we woke up, we realized there's load shedding, 2 to 4:30. So I was making dua, Ya Allah, what about those people who don't have electricity, they don't have gas stoves, so what will happen? But Allah shukr, 4:30 it came and they still got 20 minutes or so. So you see, all these are the challenges we face. But we are very, very fortunate. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. We have everything. So Allah Ta'ala helps us in difficult situations. So simple, it is nothing extravagant. So simplicity is part of our life. وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا Eat and drink. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْتُ الْأَبْيَدُ مِنَ الْخَيْتِ الْأَصْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ Till it becomes manifest to you, the white string from the black string at Fajr time. What does it mean that the white string and the white cotton and so forth on the black cotton? Kudrat ka karishma, when you study, your time is coming nearer and nearer. You khautengas, you only got 1-2 minutes left. Now take your tablets, whatever. You want to give your wife a last peck on the neck. You must remember, do that quickly now. And tell her, then come move it up. And now we are going to start fasting for you in Johannesburg, Indonesia. So you see that a simple explanation will be what we call Subha Kadhib and Subha Sadiq. Subha Kadhib is the false dawn and Subha Sadiq is the true dawn. So in time-wise, that this is just estimate and approximate, you look at 85 minutes, 90 minutes before sunrise, so that will be the false dawn. And if you look at the true dawn, is when the fasting time starts, when the Fajr time starts, so all that will happen. So in your calendar, perpetual calendar, where is written Sehri ends, so that is, you must remember, the Khaytul Aswad, and the Khaytul Abiyad will be the Subha Sadiq. So that is, we must draw the distinction between the two. You don't go look for some cotton or some string and all that. So he's to tell you the false dawn and the true dawn Fajr time. Now you're going to start fasting till when? ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ Thereafter, you have to continue fasting siyam. You must abstain from eating, drinking, husband-wife relationship, and you made your niyyah. So you ate now, and you are eating. Sehri time, you must finish up now. So remember, that will continue till sunset, after sunset. Not at sunset, after sunset. Then your fast, now you must break it. The muazzin, the caller will say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and tell your muazzin, the caller, to prayer before he renders the adhan. He himself should take one date or drink some water and thereafter should call out the adhan. Inshallah, tomorrow we will have another lesson that will be to do with i'tikaf. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Time up, all of you, please, brothers, no eating, drinking now. Time up, time up. Okay, locally, nationally, internationally, the news, views and interviews, GG, the Gaza genocide continues, day number 162 today. Two jutlas dispatched straight to hell, we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. The jutlas, the haramis, the super terrorists, murder and kill, premeditated murder. 21 people in Gaza who are waiting for aid, and America gives the Palestinians some crumbs and expect them to be satisfied, whilst they are giving material support, money, arms, ammunition to Israel and the European Union and other countries as well, and they expect peace. No peace. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And all the Americans, British, Indians, whoever is that side, they are legitimate targets. The ship carrying aid that came from Cyprus has arrived in Gaza, so they're making a big deal of this. It's just a drop in the ocean. It's not going to solve the problems for the people in Gaza. 80,000 people in Aqsa al-Mubarak yesterday for Jummah prayer. How Ben-Gvir and the Jutlas are burning. We say, قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْثُكُمْ You can freck also. You die like a dog. We got no sympathy, empathy for you. So we want more people to go to Aqsa. So 80,000 people yesterday for the Friday prayer. Medvedev, he is one of the Russian senior politicians. He told the European Union, you must get lost. lost. That's the word he used. That what his gold demand. They say that Russia got too much gold and must give some this side, and they're demanding, he told them, go to hell. Bibi Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza, the war criminal, approved the assault and attack on Rafah. So that is long time that they just look for excuses. They are the super murderers and super killers and super terrorists. The biggest terrorists on earth today are America and Israel. Remember that Iran, we have huge problems with the Shias. We say they're not Muslim, but what is the truth we have to speak? Tehran's infrastructure today is better than that of New York. Can you believe that? There are train systems, there are aeroplanes, there are roads, all that. Even when I went, I was very impressed in 2013. Now that's more than 10 years ago. And all that is courtesy of China. Israel is facing a crisis within Israel between the liberals and the religious people. That's your Haaretz newspaper. In the Haaretz of yesterday, on the editorial, they wrote, Israel is on the brink of the abyss, on the verge of collapse. Anytime the whole government, everything will fall apart. Sudan, a very, very sad story. 8 million people are already displaced in Sudan. And America and their minister, Foreign Affairs, Secretary of State, as they like to call, they say, now we fear there will be a vacuum. The Islamists, the jihadists will take over. Go to hell. We are not worried about you. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia highlights the empowerment of women at the United Nations. All this is just to buy favor with the West and bootlicking. And they will tell them, look at how many women are in the shops, at the airports and so. But let one woman or one child or one person speak against MBS in Saudi Arabia. Let one of them challenge them on some point. They will arrest them for one tweet, one X, and that will be for 5, 10, 20 years. So what empowerment are we talking about? It's a complete dictatorship and a complete monarchy, and MBS is not even a Muslim. So Bibi must avert a Lebanon war, and that is Ehud Olmert. You know, he landed up in jail because, remember, they know Hezbollah are very powerful now. 3 dead there in America after tornadoes hit Ohio and Indiana. Allah keeps on showing them, I'm the only one who is the superpower. You are zero power. The Irish Prime Minister pushes Biden for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. 4 cabinet ministers resign in Japan. Many scandals going on in Japan. If you walk in Japan, you won't see one paper there. I've been to Tokyo and these places. You won't see one tap leaking and so forth. They keep everything so meticulous. So when these guys were involved in some scandals, they will fire them or they must resign. TikTok ban. Remember, America wants to ban TikTok, all that. It's nothing to do with China only. It is to this. We cannot expose what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians, the torture, the persecution, the rape, and so forth. So that's what they want to do, to defend their illegitimate child, their harami. So Sunak visits the Regent Park Mosque. So Sunak is worried now. He knows that a Muslim vote there can change things. So now he goes and curry favor with the Muslims there. So Sunak also is an idiot, and those there, the Muslims who hosted him, the trustees and the imams, also a bunch of idiots. So they should kick him. You must remember, tell him you want to go visit your mandir and all that. You're not welcome here. You are guilty of a genocide there in Gaza. So therefore, the harami is there, but they got no shame also. They want to be, you know, with the who's who in the zoo. And thousands have marched yesterday there in Budapest. They want a change in government and so forth, but it's all politics. And now the opposition are telling the government all the fat must be cut in South African cabinet because we're spending too much on our bloated government. We agree with that. You saw how fat they gone. They can't even see their toes anymore. So therefore, one announcement I want to make here. I'm receiving so many messages from different towns. In our town, now the amount, our town, I'm just giving example, that the amount of people performing Taraweeh in their garages, in their outbuildings, in their homes is increasing. And they're reading Isha Salat also at home, and then they start the Taraweeh. Remember, this is undesirable. We must read our Isha Salat in the masjid. And then you come home and thereafter. Look at it this way. 11 months of the year you read your Isha Salat in the masjid. When the greatest month, most sacred month comes, and then you read your Isha Salat at home. So that is, you must remember the style of people who are deprived. فَخَلَفَ مَنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ. You're following your whims and fancies and desires. You make Salat at home and so forth. So every day I read Tarawih at home, but before that I go here to the masjid, to the Khan. They all know I come there, and we read Isha Salat there, we read our sunnats, and then we come home and then we perform our Taraweeh. So it shows that each one should do that. This is very, very undesirable. That, and just to say 5, 10, 15 minutes, and we'll kill that time in gupshup, in all socializing and talking nonsense. So therefore we don't agree with that. Regarding your history lesson for today, you Jutlas, listen, this is your history. For us as Muslims, we should know this much. Between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there's a place called Lud, Lam Dal, L-U-D. And there Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, will kill Dajjal, and Dajjal will be dispatched to Jahannam, the Antichrist, forever. So this on the 5th of Ramadan, corresponding to the 11th of July 1948, the smaller Dajjal, Moshe Dayan, on one eye he had a patch, remember that? So he told the Palestinians that I'm giving you half an hour, and you pack up and you go from here. And this is in Lud, this is 2 months after their so-called independence, and 426 Palestinians were massacred, murdered, killed there by this small Dajjal. So they speak about the Jutlas, Haramis, the cursed nation. 7th October, we have more than 1,000 7th October in the past 75 years. How many massacres were committed against the Palestinians? So we just highlight few of them. So remember, today 7 to 9 inshallah will be Mona Khalid Yaqub. 12 to 1 will be that Naat, you know, Ramadan Naat, and that with Suleiman Esop. Today's special program, make a note of it, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, and Sirius listeners also, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. 2 to 4 there will be Q&A today inshallah, 2 to 4 this afternoon. So that will be on the various radio stations inshallah, and it will be with brother Suleiman Esop and myself, 2 to 4. So inshallah, Maha Salim Kareem, we have 6-7 minutes inshallah for the rapid quick fire inshallah Q&A.
Uncle Abdul, I'm an addictive compulsive drinker. I perform all my salah, give zakat, and even went for hajj. I'm told that there is no place in Jannah for me. Who's the judge?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has made alcohol completely haram. There are two industries, remember, that Islam condemns from A to Z, from the beginning to the ending. One is interest. Almighty Allah speaks of that in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. Regarding alcohol and intoxicants and so forth, Almighty Allah has condemned it in the Noble Quran. And what does Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala say? إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ أَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. There's alcohol, there's gambling and slaughtering the animals there by in front of the idols and what have you. So all this is impure, is napak, min amali shaitan, the handiwork of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. So you must abstain, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. So yes, if you die and pass away with iman, you will enter Jannah one day. But that does not mean that we must continue with it. If you say you are reading your salat, then you must ask yourself, is your salat just up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, or are you reading a quality salat? Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, that when a person performs his salat as he ought to do so properly with devotion, dedication, it will prevent that person from all obscenities, indecencies, fornication, adultery, alcohol, intoxicant drugs, wal munkar, and all forms of injustice. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, verse 45, the beginning of the 21st Supara. So my brother, you have to understand, if you can stay away from alcohol 12, 13, 15 hours, then remember, Al-Khamru Ummul Khaba'is, Al-Khamru Ummul Fawahish. Alcohol is the mother of all vices. Never ever will it be justified. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala curses 10 people, 10 categories regarding alcohol. So it is in your interest. Remember, Allah is passing the verdict. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is passing the verdict. We only explain it. It's not we passing the verdict. We are just explaining to you the verdict.
A.K.A. some of you Muslims can't take jokes. I'm a motor mechanic and found a loose screw in the engine. My Muslim client asked me how much was it to tighten the screw. So I said 40 camels and 25 cents. He became very angry with me even after I told him there's no charge. He's not a beggar. Sir, why are some Muslims like this?
So lucky he didn't slaughter you, because you told him that 40 camels, you know. So you must say Alhamdulillah, but you're not Muslim, so remember that you must thank your lucky stars. You see, sometimes when the Muslims are fasting, then they lose it, you see. So you made it, say, no, man, it was just one screw, there's no fridge after. So you made a joke of 40 camels, so we're giving you a joke also. And remember that, come I tell you the quick story, when I went for Hajj 1974, I went for Umrah, my parents came. 75, I went, my brother, for Hajj pilgrimage. So that time when you slaughter, you had to go yourself right inside their Mina and you choose your animal and what have you. So I chose my goat or sheep or whatever, one man, one vote. So there one Pakistani guy, he bought this camel right from this Arab guy, Bedouin. Pakistani guy can't speak Arabic, the Arab can't speak Urdu and what. Now I'm observing, looking, so I can understand both. So he gave him his 2,000 riyals or whatever he had to pay. So the Arab guy gave him the camel. Yes, you gave me 2,000 or 1,500, whatever the price was, then you take your camel. So that guy then pointed to his neck. He said, you slaughter. He said, no, khamsin, bring another 50. Now the Pakistani is swearing him. We all in ihram, in the pilgrim's garb. And he's swearing him in Urdu. That Bedouin swearing him in Arabic. And I'm observing and laughing and smiling. So that camel is looking at me. It left the Pakistani and Saudi and chased me in ihram. It gave me such a kick. From O.R. Tambo, I landed in King Shaka. Allah shukr, Allah's fizzle, no bones broke. Therefore, when I see camels now, and no more smile, I just walk away. I say, one kick in my life is enough, you know. So that's the camel story, brother.
Sir, how do we deal with people who have double standards? My boss says to us not to bring up certain issues in a meeting. But when he is questioned, he is the first to bring up the topic. Can we trust such people?
Remember that one of the biggest problems today in the Ummah is nifaq, is hypocrisy. And therefore, when you study the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, the longest chapter in the Noble Quran, you will find 286 verses. Right in the beginning, the first 5 verses of chapter 2 is regarding the true believers. The next 2 verses are to do with the non-Muslims. Then the next 13 verses are to do with the munafiqin, hypocrites. So remember that when they tell you, you can't bring this up, it's a sign that that person is guilty and therefore they want to be on the defensive. If you are transparent, then why you want to? We see how we open the line. You can ask any question, you can disagree with us, you can criticize us. We don't take any offense. Therefore, I tell you, Tom, Dick and Mary, you must not apologize. Ask whatever you want to. So that is nifaq and hypocrisy. Inshallah, Salim Kareem will continue now till about 5:20. Then Mufti Aku will come on with the kiddie show. All you children, you want to come on air today, you're 9 years younger than 9, so send a message now, a WhatsApp message to Brother Junaid Mota, 084-786-332, 084-786-3132. Put your name and put your number, telephone number. Junaid Mota will contact you, and 20 to 6 we'll be back inshallah for part 2 of the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.